Thank you, Carl. So I will be presenting a study that we conducted when I was, I actually started this project when I was a postdoctoral fellow at the University of California, San Francisco, and I became involved in the Center for Aging and Diverse Communities at UCSF, and they funded and helped me with this project. So we know that I will be speaking about promotores, which is the Spanish term for community healthcare workers, which has also been taking an important role in this conference. I've noticed that there are many workshops about community healthcare workers, and promotores is a word for community healthcare workers that is used in Spanish, and the model comes from Mexico. And although the promotores work has been used for many decades, it is only in the last decade or so that it has taken a little bit more importance in the healthcare system and integrating them into the healthcare system in some capacity. So we went on that model and tried to see if we could do something with them related to mental health. Now, Latinos are a particular important group for us, first of all, because I am Latina myself, and because they are at risk for depression for many social determinants of health, such as poverty. Latinos in general, especially immigrant Latinos, suffer from a high level of poverty in this country. They also have less education than other minorities in this country. They have many language barriers that also puts them at risk for depression. Many of them lack health insurance, and they suffer much immigration stress, related stress, especially now with the anti-immigrant sentiment that is currently so profusely, especially in politics in the US. So those are barriers that they have to mental health and also to increase risk for depression. So they have barriers of mental health services that are related to system and personal barriers. One of them is a shortage of culturally appropriate mental health professionals, and that leads to Latinos not having, especially low-income Latinos, not having access to mental health services. And Latinos also have a limited awareness of services that are provided in the community, and there is a very large stigma attached to mental illness and to mental health care as well. In addition to that, there's economic barriers that they have. The cost for mental health generally is very high, and lack of insurance. So the purpose of our study was to develop a stress management and depression prevention program for at-risk Latino immigrants that could be delivered by trained promotores. And this was a five-step process that we developed. And the first step was to develop the intervention program. To develop the promotores training program was the second step. The third was to train and assess promotores. The fourth was to deliver the program to community members. And the fifth was to evaluate preliminary efficacy of the program. Those five steps, we went through these five steps over a period of about 3 years. The step one was to develop the program, and for that we looked at many programs that have been developed through the United States for Latinos and other minorities in the last 20 years, and we found some combination of programs that we felt that would help with promotores, and considering that they're not professionals. So we developed an 8-week stress management and depression prevention program for Latino immigrants. We developed the promotores manual, which was also adapted from other sources that we found, and we developed the participants manual. The content of the program that we developed included managing stress, relaxation techniques, depression and how to prevent it. Much stigma is found in Latino communities about what is depression and how do you get it or not get it, and who is depressed and what does it mean, as well as stress. So we try to include in length explanations and knowledge about what depression is, and how our thoughts affect our mood, and how to manage our thoughts. This is all from cognitive behavioral therapy type of theory. The step two of the program was to develop the promotor's training program, and we concluded that the best way to do it was a 14-class program of 3 hours each. We completed that in this program on Mondays because it was more available. It was better for the promotores that were involved, and it was more culturally appropriate, so that we adjusted for jobs and family obligations and things like that. 10 of those classes were didactic classes with participation of the participants and also role modeling, and 4 were practice sessions where they taught back to us things that they had learned and portions of the program. And this was all held in a community organization in the East Bay area of San Francisco. The content of the training involved managing stress, thoughts and mood, what is the relationships between our thoughts and mood, how can we change and manage our thoughts, and what is that do to our mood or our feelings or our emotional health, and how do activities affect our mood and what interaction is there between activities and our mood. The organization that we collaborated with was a community-based organization that gave us access to the community. They provided with a research assistant, with the recruitment of promotores that was key to this program, the success of this program, because we were coming into the community, and this is a very well-established community of a large number of Latinos, and they provided us with meeting places and the recruitment of the program participants. They were the ones that the promotores delivered the program to. The step three involved the training and the finishing and assessing the program, finishing the training, and we graduated 10 promotores. And that's the picture of our celebration of the completion of their training. The promotores' characteristics, the demographic characteristics, were they had a mean of 48 years old, ranging from 37 to 65. Half of them were female. Half of them completed some college. However, we had one promotor who only had a 6th grade education level. 1/3 of them were fluent in English, and most of them were married and had children. We measure the knowledge that they had acquired in the program, so we did a pre and post knowledge test of the promotores, and then we gave them a test of 29 items with a larger number of items indicating that they acquired more knowledge. And the pre-training program, we had a mean score of almost 12 items, correct items. But in the post-training, we had a mean score of 18, almost 18 items, which was significant. So they were able to learn the material throughout the program. We also measured the fidelity of the program when they delivered it to the community participants. And we used a scale of fidelity with 12 items, ranging from 1 to 4. And indicating the higher the score was more fidelity of the program. And the mean score for that was 3.4, which was significant as well and was high. The step four involved delivery of the program to the people in the community. Of the 10 promotores that we trained, 9 finished the program and agreed to deliver it to the community. We had one who left for employment issues. The participants that they recruited were 50 Latino immigrants who self-reported high stress and some reported having or experiencing depressive symptoms. The participants were recruited by the promotores, and at the end of the program, participants received a $100 gift card and promotores received a $200 gift card. Step five of the study included the evaluation and of the preliminary efficacy of the program. We did the pre and post assessment of the participants, of the 50 Latino immigrants, by asking them to complete a stress of immigration survey, the SOAS, which is a survey that we developed at UCSF and we tested and published. We asked them to also complete the modified perceived stress scale, which is the Cohen perceived stress scale with 7 items, and the patient health questionnaire, which is an assessment or screening for depression. The demographic characteristics of the participants, which we ended up with 44, we had attrition of 6 people. Mostly of them were men. The mean age was 45, ranging from 20 to 80. 77% were female. Their mean years of education ranged from 2 to 6, but it was 4, and most of the participants were from Mexico, El Salvador, and Peru. The participants' pre and post stress and depressive symptoms were the stress of immigration, the pre-group sessions, their mean scores were almost 3. The scores ranged from 0 to 4, 4 indicating, no, I'm sorry, 0 to 5, 5 indicating severe stress. And the PSS was ranges are from 0 to 4, and the PHQ-9 were from 0 to 5. These were the scores that they had before the program and after, and the significant difference was found in all 3 of the assessments that we gave the participants. So the conclusion of the study was that the promotores demonstrated excellent fidelity. The participants' stress levels and depressive symptoms improved significantly, and that the promotoras delivered model addressed the barriers of services. This is a program delivered in the community by community members, by people that spoke the same language and lived in very similar circumstances as the participants. And we found that the 5-step intervention model worked very well. The lessons learned of the program were that the adaptations needed to accommodate various learning styles and levels of education, both for promotores as well as for the participants that we delivered the program to. We found that there were better fidelity on the delivery of the program by having teams of 2 promotores instead of 1. And the promotores, we found that were very much very motivated to deliver this program because they see the need and they were able to follow the manual and implement the program. The challenges that we see is to making programs like this culturally appropriate. We found some challenges also in the interpersonal issues that we found among promotores. It was a bit challenging at times. Understanding fidelity by promotores was challenging to explain and something that needs to include in the program extensively. And managing the participants' wait list was also very challenging because the community is small and they know each other and they all knew about the program being offered and they wanted to participate and we only had availability for a limited amount of people. And recruiting men was very challenging. Recruiting and keeping them, as I mentioned to you before, before the attrition that we had were mostly men. We found that the word stress and depression drove many of the participants away from the program, and the name of the program was also a bit intimidating, and we found that participating in the program was seen as a sign of weakness, and the stigma attached to the program was also an issue. So as I mentioned at the beginning, this study was funded by the UCSF Center for Aging and Diverse Communities, and the people that supported me and guided me through this program, which I'm very grateful for, Ann Annapolis, Steve Gregoris, and Eliseo Perestalvo, which his name got cut off there, and Anita Stewart. Thank you very much.
So are there two quick, maybe burning questions for Rosa Maria?
Yes.
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 And also, did you feel like you had to pay, you know, like, with the $100 gift card is a lot for us in Chicago?
Well, yes, because of the amount of time that the program took. It was 8 weeks, mm-hmm. and it was an average of 2 hours a week. So the commitment that these people were making, many of them, we didn't offer child care, which is something that needs to be done, but we didn't have the funds to do it. So we felt that that was the minimum in order to attract some interest and also be fair. Yeah.
Okay, another question? Rosemary? Yes, Steve.
Did you do, or would you like to do, like a 6 month follow up to see if the change is persistent, or is it?
Yes.
Continue?
Yes. We're hoping to do that now, in fact, because this program sparked quite a bit of interest in the community and some of the stakeholders, and John Muir is one of the health organizations in the area, has expressed some interest on funding the continuation of the program and where maybe we can do a follow-up and also maybe follow the program again, repeat the program, but with a little bit of a randomized sample.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosemary. All right.